Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is time for Around the AFC North, our favorite time of the week. The Great Triumvirate.
You just said that last segment.
Of
a two-second trivia.
Yeah, that's biweekly. That's biweekly. And I didn't even say that. I just said, Lima, take it away. Andrew Filippone will join us from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Mo Egger will join us from Cincinnati. Ken Weinman joining us right now from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore here on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. Ken, first question, should our company spice up the names of all the stations a little bit?
Yeah, I think fan is it seems to be pretty synonymous now. So I've heard a couple other stations have slightly different names, but yeah, we seem to be all the same.
If Mitch Trubisky comes back to Cleveland, we'll call us 92.3 The Stalker. Ken Weinman joining us here from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore during Around the AFC North on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And boy, there were a lot of Browns fans telling me last week that, oh, this is like a win with Baltimore with their loss last week to Miami on Thursday night. So do you think Lamar has been, quote-unquote, figured out? What do you make of all this?
I think it's this. Maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment, guys, but I feel like this is the most week-to-week this league has ever been, and I just feel like they played like hot garbage on Thursday night. I don't think he's been figured out. I think they didn't make any adjustments. I also think this is a team that has a lot of older guys, especially on the D-line, and I think they're never going to say this, but I feel like they went down there and thought, we can do the bare minimum and win, and Miami showed up, and they didn't know what to do with it. And it just they played like crap. They coached like crap. They played like crap. It was an awful effort all around.
I see the Le'Veon Bell era is over in Baltimore. What happened there?
He was washed. It like took him a half hour to get going when he'd get the ball. The Ravens have been decimated in the running back room by injuries. No J.K. Dobbins, no Gus Edwards, even no Justice Hill. But all those guys had burst, and these guys don't. And I think Latavius Murray is close to coming back, and so Le'Veon Bell becomes kind of redundant. I'm shocked they won't go to Tyson Williams or even Nate McCrary, who's on the practice squad, who looked good in preseason because they're younger guys. I get the impression they don't trust Tyson Williams, but they didn't need Le'Veon Bell anymore.
Ken, remember the original argument when he was going to sit out a year and some people said, well, this will add years to his career because he's not going to take the hits. And Ken Weinman just said he's washed after five games in Baltimore at 29.
You talk about a guy that misread his own ego. Just he cost himself money, cost himself his career. He can't get going. They ran a draw. I think it was against the Bengals, and there's a hole there, and it literally is like he's got a hitch in his giddy up. He couldn't get to the hole, and it's just like it's not there anymore.
This is a weird right turn. Does this make Adrian Peterson look even better that the guy can run like that still at 36 and this guy takes a year off himself and it's just falling apart? My God.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson's a freak.
How is Ben Cleveland feeling?
Ben Cleveland might be close to returning. It's an interesting question, but I guess that's where we are. Yeah. But here's the thing. He didn't play that well when he was out there. The Ravens, one of their major issues is their O-line. Their left tackle, Alejandro Villanueva, is not good. Patrick McCarry was playing very well at right tackle, but now he's got a high ankle sprain. I think they hope to have him back for the game against Cleveland. Zeitler's good at right guard. Bozeman's really good at center, but they don't know what they got at left guard. And I think what they're hoping is that they can eventually move Tyree Phillips to left guard, but it's all just a mess.
Ken, Jason Lockefor, we've had him on the show before. Does he talk politics off the air with you?
I'm not a politics guy, so no. I know he's interested. I get teased a lot. I live in a sports bubble, So no, we really don't. We don't talk about politics.
Are there anybody who calls in and blames it on Lamar and not the wide receivers?
Yes, they're stupid, and they're stupid people everywhere. This team is 6-3. They'd be 2-7 if Lamar Jackson wasn't there.
Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Find him on Twitter at Ken Wyman Sport. We now go to Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. Find him on Twitter at Mo Egger, where, well, you guys had a bye week last week, and things looked just fine and dandy for Cincinnati. Was that somehow the best bye week ever, where you lose two games going into it, and now it feels like the team should be reinvigorated and ready to go in the second half?
Yeah, you know, things really couldn't have gone any better. Certainly better than they did the previous 2 weeks when they were waxed by the Browns and they blew an 11-point lead late against the Jets. With between Baltimore losing, Cleveland losing, and Pittsburgh not winning, it couldn't have been any better. And certainly they have a winnable game on Sunday. This team is reasonably healthy. So, yeah, the previous 2 weeks pretty frustrating, but it does feel like things are starting to look up. I think most of that really hinges, though, on whether they win the game on Sunday. Because if you lose this one, you're sitting there at 5-5, and you look at that schedule the rest of the way, it's really hard to do the math and get to 10 wins. If you win this game on Sunday and you're 6-4, I think you're going to feel pretty good, because the majority of your games over the final seven are at Paul Brown Stadium.
Are Cincinnati fans wondering what the hell happened, especially against the Browns, after seeing what happened to the Browns this weekend?
I think Bengals fans are wondering more what happened over the final 7 minutes against the Jets, because the Browns just beat them, and the Bengals just in any phase of the game didn't play well, and that happens. And, I mean, look, this is a week-to-week league. Between watching the Browns get absolutely smoked and some of the upsets over the last couple of weeks, I'm not sure you could logically explain any of it. I think the Browns game sort of got, you know, thrown as, all right, you played poorly, you lost to a desperate team. Don't lose the game the previous week to Mike White and the Jets when you're up by 11 points with 7 minutes to go. You got to salt that game away. And if you don't, you know, it puts a premium on beating Cleveland, which they didn't do. If you do, you can handle losing that game, and you go into the bye at 6-3. I do think if you kind of look around the conference, you know, I mean, I think you can maybe make a case for all four teams in this division to get to the postseason. I think you can make a case, maybe with the exception of Baltimore, for any of these four teams to be on the outside looking in once we get to the middle of January.
You know, that was going to be the next thing I ask you. Like, what have your callers been through the first couple of days? Because I know I would do it if the shoe were on the other foot. If Cincinnati had beaten the Browns very badly and then there was a bye week and Cincinnati went out there and got throttled, I go, maybe that was just a blip on the radar and I'm feeling better about the Browns. Is it that way with some of the fans in the Bengals now?
I think there's a mixed bag. You have folks who go, look, before the season, if you would have said they're 5-4, I would have taken it. You have the folks who go, yeah, that's all well and good, but you were 5-2 and now you're 5-4. And, well, you know, as a Bengals fan, you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, and so the other shoe is starting to drop. Joe Burrow has not played well the last couple of weeks, leads the league, or went into this weekend leading the league in interceptions thrown. A number of them have been mystifying. You worry about their inability to take advantage of being healthy, which I think is a huge factor in this league, right? I mean, it's often the healthiest teams at the end that are the ones left standing. This team has been remarkably healthy the last couple of weeks, and they haven't been able to cash in. I sort of feel like, again, this Sunday, if you go to Vegas and win and you're 6-4, it's going to feel like all is right with the world. If you go to Vegas and lose and now you've blown the 5-2 start and you're sitting there at 5-5 and the Steelers are coming to town, I think apprehension is going to be the mood in this town for the majority of Bengals fans.
Jesse Bates, pretty good player. He said that the contract status or lack thereof a contract has affected his play. One, you agree with him. Two, is that an indictment on him? Three, would you give him a contract?
I think it's true. I think it's an indictment on him to a degree. I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate the candor. But, I mean, look, this was about, do the Bengals believe Jesse Bates is the best safety in football? They offered him a contract. They didn't offer him a contract that made him the highest paid safety in the NFL. Jesse thinks he's the highest paid safety, should be the highest paid safety in the NFL, because he thinks he's the best safety in the NFL. Well, If the group you're negotiating with feels a certain way about you, don't do things that amplify their position. And all that Jesse has done over the first 9 games is give the Bengals a chance to dig their heels in and go, yes, we want you here. No, we don't think you're the best safety in the National Football League. He hasn't played like the best safety in the NFL. And again, I appreciate the honesty. I think anybody can. I think anybody can relate to, you know, feeling insulted that whoever you're trying to get something from wouldn't give it to you. But it was up to you to prove that your position was the right one. You think you're the best safety in the NFL? Play like the best safety in the NFL, and he's done anything but.
That is Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. As the Bengals, believe, are on the road. Yes, they are. At Las Vegas on Sunday at 4:05. We now go to Pittsburgh. And Andrew Filippone, a 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, at the Pony Express on Twitter, where Pittsburgh is at L.A., the Chargers, that is, at 8:20 p.m. on Sunday night. But the big question is, Pony, why do you want Joe Schobert cut from the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Wow.
Hey, Lima.
Yeah.
Before I answer that, do you say candor or do you say candor?
I say candor.
Okay. I thought you guys might interrupt Mo there. And
you have an issue with the way
in.
He says candor?
You say candor?
No.
Okay.
Do you say grocery or groceries?
I say grocery. Grocery store.
Did you finish your contract negotiations?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not obligated or allowed to say
well, that's
right
interesting.
Now.
Pony, how do you feel about LeBron James being the next owner of the Pens?
Very psyched, very hyped, because he's the greatest basketball player of all time.
Michael Jordan was the greatest basketball player of all time. We've seen how things have gone for the Charlotte Hornets. 1-0, Carmen!
That is an inside the Parker.
Answer the question Schobert, about Joe Schobert. Oh,
Joe
you were
Schobert
about
stinks, and I'm so tired of him now. He comes out after the tie against the Lions and says that the Steelers don't take practice seriously, that that's one of the things they got to work on to get ready for this Chargers game. If that is true, then Mike Tomlin should be fired. If it's false, then Joe Schobert shouldn't be here.
We didn't even have to practice to beat you in a playoff game. 2-0.
You're nothing.
I thought this was around the AFC North where we took things very seriously.
It depends on what day of the week it is when I wanted to do that.
Well, we always do it on Wednesday at around 9:15.
Depends on what type of show we had on Wednesday at around 9:15. And so far, we've been talking about Jarvis Landry kind of airing out some grievances, and I feel like having fun.
Tony, is it true that Dwayne Haskins was on his phone during the pregame warm-up
yes.
to get ready for the football game?
Yes. Yes, it is. Aditi got napalmed by idiot Steelers fans for reporting that on Monday, and then she came on our show and clarified. We pay her to come on our show. She does a full hour with us every Monday. Big sponsors, gets rave reviews, and she added and expanded on that. That's what you, when you get a full hour with someone, that insider is usually able to do that. And she said that she was actually talking to Steelers coaches who were pointing at him and saying, look at this guy. Look how lazy he is. Look how much he's lollygagging out there. He's checking his damn phone, and a bunch of ex-players got interventions and said, well, we get our music off our phones. He was trying to find the latest Dua Lipa song that he wanted to play. Not true at all. He was actually
say Dua Lipa? This show's never sounded
that?
So old, Pony.
Oh, what is
you
that?
You guys caught that?
Yes.
It's Dua Lipa, but I was doing a Mo Egger, and I wanted to see if you would correct me, and you did. Good job.
Come on.
3-0, you guys. And,
hey, who's been to cheerleaders more, you or Dwayne Haskins?
Now I'm not sure.
That's why I asked the question. I think it's neck and neck by now.
Speculation.
Yeah, I thought he had matured and been humbled by the Washington situation.
No,
it seems to me like when the Steelers decided that Mason Rudolph was the backup and he was the third string guy, he checked out again.
Okay. Pony, the Steelers are 5-3-1 after the tie. The Browns are 5-5 after the blowout loss. So who finishes with a better record?
I think the Steelers get 8 wins. So you guys tell me how many you think Cleveland will win.
I think the Browns can go 10-7.
Okay, well then I guess the Steelers will come in last place then.
Is Big Ben going to play this week?
No.
Holy cow.
Wow.
What did you find honor that he self-reported his situation?
My understanding of that situation from what I've heard and what I've been told is that he really didn't have any choice because he got really sick. Now, he's vaccinated. He's said that a bunch of times, actually. And he didn't say What was the word that Rodgers went with? Was it
immunized?
Yes. No. He didn't try any wordplay. He said he was vaccinated, but I guess he was so sick that he really couldn't. If he showed up at work, they would have picked up on something being wrong with him. So is that noble? I don't know. I just think he was basically bedridden and wasn't going to be able to function or move around at all.
Everybody loved Matt Canada 2 weeks ago. What do they think of him now after that tie to the Lions?
Should be fired. Another guy that has no business. He's our version of Joe Woods. The guy is way, way, way in over his head.
Don't you guys say this for every OC you get?
Yeah, you guys hate all your coaches.
Not true.
Who do you like?
Not true. We love Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians calling his players idiots, too. What would you guys say about that?
Bruce Arians has been coach of the year twice and has won a Super Bowl. This guy got fired after 1 year at LSU and has been a college offensive coordinator nomad.
Kevin Stefanski is defending head coach of the year. You ought to hear what the callers are calling and saying about him so far this week.
Well, that's your problem. You asked me why we hate our offensive coordinator here, and I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but when
they
played
a game in windy, rainy, cold weather.
Ah.
Against the Lions, and they threw the ball 50 times.
Pony, would you rather have a hockey team or an NBA team in your city?
I'd rather have the NHL team because we get college basketball. Well, I can't even say that with Pitt anymore because Cleveland State would probably beat them by 30.
That's right. All right. That's enough of Pony. Pony,
93.7
The Fan in Pittsburgh, part of the Great Triumvirate, which is around the AFC North. Ken Wyman. 105.7 The Fan of Baltimore. Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. And Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Coming up next, I'm going to make a comparison that I teased for Saturday's show that I got killed for because people just overreacted to a radio tease. It involves Lamar Jackson. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.